It's good to see you all in the Lord's house today. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the last chapter of 1 Thessalonians. You know, the chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians is one of the most, teaching tool chapter of the New Testament. There are just so many just short, brief, terse statements that communicate such truths that we need to have in our hearts and lives as people of Grace Bible Church, as God's children in this world, how to encourage each other, how to encourage those that we come in contact with. And so over the next few weeks, I'm going to be kind of centering on the last part of chapter 5 here. And I want to begin with verse 11 of 1 Thessalonians 5, where we read, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also ye do." Here Paul is concluding his letter, and he encourages them to comfort each other, to edify, to build up each other. You know, whenever a church gets into problems, generally speaking, and I'm not saying that we have problems here, I'm just saying this, generally when a church gets into trouble and they're having problems with each other, it's because they, number one, haven't been comforting one another, that is to encourage, to pray for, and they haven't been edifying one another. They haven't been building each other up. Now, we're not talking about the kind of building up that the world does. You know, we're talking about the edifying that comes by sharing Scripture with each other and encouraging each other to be faithful to the Lord and to comfort each other and to just pick up the phone and call someone when you find out that they're going through a difficult time. Say, listen, let's have prayer together over the phone. I've got a verse of Scripture that I want to share with you. That's the kind of encouragement that God's people need to be with each other, especially in these days and in the times in which we live. We live in a very fearful time. And we need to encourage each other to know that God is in charge and that we are not to worry and to fret about all that we see, but rather we are to rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to comfort and encourage each other. And Paul says, even as ye do. In other words, you've been doing this. Keep it up. And I believe that there are some within our church family that that's a regular thing with you. You're encouraging each other. But we need to all be involved in that. We need to encourage each other and to pray for each other and to be concerned. When one of our church family or something happens, to be concerned, to step out, not to wait for somebody to call you, to ask you to be, get involved, but you step out on your own. That's the principle that's given out here in 1 Thessalonians. It shouldn't be a begging and a pleading that we be involved in each other's lives in a way that's beneficial spiritually, but there should be just a reaching out, a normal concern that comes. And so I want to encourage you in that regard. We live in very difficult times. The wheels are coming off the wagon of this world, if you haven't noticed. I tell you what, it's getting to be where I don't even want to turn on the TV to find out what's going on in the news. Something else has happened, and it gets very discouraging, does it not? When you see all of these things and the possibility that our men may have to go back and fight again in another place around the world. And, you know, we're talking about young men and women now that are children. They're our children. And, you know, you think about those things and the utter chaos that's in this world and potentially the fall of those cities that our men took back several years ago and put back up on a right place, to see those fall right back into the hands of evil and wicked people is very discouraging. But that's why we have the Word of God, that's why we have the Holy Spirit, and that's why we have each other. Amen? Now, we can be an encouragement to each other. And so I want to admonish you this morning to comfort one another and to edify one another, not on the basis of what this world does, but on the basis of what is encouraging from the Word of God. That is our strength. That is our very present help in trouble.